Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
We're back onto the guide with Jay Hine. Morning to you, Jay.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Was that a week?
Full week. So much has happened as well.
How was the Steam Festival?
Steam Festival was amazing.
I saw the Steam Festival on telly. I saw it.
I had to go on this boat, the Daniel Adamson, and I had no idea what I was talking about. Right. And it was this really overpassionate guy about boats and history and, yeah.
Oh, come on, you loved it.
It was a good atmosphere, though.
That was down at the Albert Dock, and last week we promoted it. Right, if you're new to this bit of the show, each and every week, Jay Hind, formerly of this parish, who now runs the Guide Liverpool website, is going to be coming here and telling us what's hot and what's not. He probably won't tell us what's not.
I won't tell you.
But theguideliverpool.com, you get on there, you can find a whole load of things about what's going on in Liverpool. We're going to showcase some of them each and every week because if it's going on, Jay knows about it. Fair dues?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
We try our best.
Let's get on. Let's crack on with this week because there's plenty on in the city. You sent me a little email which basically lists some of them. So the first thing on it, I thought, has he got that right? It's a music award. But it's the Git Awards.
Have you heard about the Git?
I have heard the Git, but every time I see it, I sort of think,
yeah,
it suggests the wrong things.
It does, but what a great little marketing tool, word. It's called Get Into This, and it's basically, it's a music blog, if you like, online, but it's a bit more than a blog. If you're into your music, it's kind of an oracle for local music in Liverpool.
Right.
It's run by one of the Echo journalists, Peter Guy. And he's a bit of a music champion in the city. And basically every year, as well as running this amazing blog, which is a great resource in Liverpool, they put on this show and an award ceremony. This year it's happening at Constellations on Saturday at the Baltic Triangle. And it's kind of dubbed the Scouse Mercury Prize.
Right. So it's important if you're a band or an artist.
It really is, yes. And it's, you know, it is high profile. It's if you do win, you do get that recognition across the country and within the music scene. And it's a great platform as well for local musicians. So they've got 12 shortlists this year. You've probably never heard of any of these bands, Steve, but Mike Lowry is up there. Great vocal harmony group.
No, that's gone past me.
A band called Hooton Tennis Club.
Yes, I've heard of them.
You've heard of them?
In fact, I've heard them. They're excellent.
You've probably been to Hooton Tennis Club as well.
I have played at Hooton Tennis Club. Yeah, go on.
Stealing Sheep's up there. Bill Ryder Jones, a great artist called Lumen. Lots more.
Yep.
They're going to give a big inspirational award away on the night. And of course, they're going to crown one of them artists, the Git Award 2016.
And have they got Liverpool's number one host the night?
Who's that?
Jay Hind?
No.
What's going on there? I thought you were Liverpool's number one music host.
I'm not good enough for the Git.
No. Is it quite prestigious now?
It is really prestigious, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a great website as well, and as I say, a great resource if you are into your music in Liverpool.
So you can't just go down there this Saturday and watch
you
this?
You can.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, you can get tickets
on the door. So it's not sort of a... Ah, very good. And the venue again was?
The venue is Constellations in the Baltic Triangle, and I just wanted to mention Constellations because have you ever been to Constellations?
No.
It's like this old warehouse, like a lot of the places down on the Baltic, but to me, this is really special. It's a massive, massive, obviously big old warehouse, which is used as an event space. But they've got an outside garden area, which is an old recycling yard from the past. And they've done it up, and it's a beautiful space. And I'm just flagging it up this week because obviously it has been sunny. It's a great little beer garden as well.
Ah.
So check it out if you can, Constellations, and they serve a great brekkie.
Your top three beer gardens in Liverpool are?
Oh, Constellations will be up there.
Right.
There's the Kaz Gardens. Casimir Gardens is good. And there's a bar up on Berry Street called Red Door, and they've opened a new rooftop bar with a barbecue, and it's fantastic. Check that out.
Let's face it, if anyone knows a beer garden, it's
yeah, the way
Jay.
They just reel off them
it's
three.
Jay.
Then.
I knew you'd know that straight away. Actually, looking down from the tower, you see the top of the Shankly Hotel, and you see how they're building something that I initially thought, oh, that's going to be the best beer garden in town, but it looks like maybe a swimming pool now or something.
Have you heard
like
what
that.
It is?
No, go on, what is it?
This is God's honest truth. Apparently, they're building a slide to get you from the top of the building to the bottom. Honest to God, swear to God.
It's massive, that building.
So it's a slide from the roof and you can get into the hotel. There's other stuff happening up there. I think they're creating some sort of conference venue or something. But yeah, they're putting a slide on
Hang
the top.
On. What, like a Helter Skelter?
Yeah. Do you remember Pleasure Island? Remember the death
yeah.
slide?
Yeah,
Just
yeah.
think about that on the roof of a building.
So this is inside to get from the top to the bottom.
Yeah,
to reception,
but I think it'll be visible outside as well, yeah.
You can literally just fly out at reception at
no,
some
stay,
point.
No, the people at the Shankly Hotel told me that and I was thinking, are they pulling my leg here? But apparently it's happening.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
Jay, you've cast your web wide this week. Who have you been chatting to?
This is a good one. There's a guy called Louis Berry. He's a local musician. He's from Kirby. Little rock and roll star. You played Jake Bugg on your show earlier. A lot of people are kind of saying he's a bit similar, but I think he's much better. He's real, he's raw, he's aggressive, he's in your face. And he plays the O2 Academy tomorrow night. It is sold out, but we spoke to Louis. There's a full interview online. And we asked him what people can expect from the gig.
You know, if you've already been, you know what to expect. But if they haven't been, you know, just like, you know, you might want to put an ad hat on, you know what I mean? Yeah. There's bottles going everywhere, there's things getting squirted, you know, people on shoulders, it's crazy, you know. Yeah.
You like performing live, though, don't you?
Yeah, massively, massively. I'm most at home on the stage, you know, and the bigger the stage, the better for me.
Oh, I love that. There's bottles going everywhere, you know.
I said to him, I said, who else are you looking up to at the minute, Louis? Local, you know, music, upcoming stars. He said, no one, just me. He's just like, he's not bothered.
He's in his own little world.
Yeah.
Is that you doing the interview then?
Yeah, that was.
Do you put on a special sort of celebrity interview voice?
That's my celebrity interview voice, yeah.
People say that to me. They say, yeah, that's not you on the radio.
Do you have
a posh voice on the radio?
You have got quite a posh voice anyway, though, Steve, to be fair.
Not when I'm not on the radio. what were you going to say?
No. Just Louis.
Right, so we've got a bit of Louis Berry. This is one of his songs.
This is his brand new single. It's called Nicole, and it's, as I say, in your face. It's brilliant.
I said, hey, you, come get to know me. I like you, need me. I make you mad. You see, I know you got someone, but I don't think he's right. You can give him your love, he'll take your heart, but he won't love you tonight. You see, I knew the moment I met you that you'd be the apple of my eye. And I can give you all the reasons, but you just won't believe me. And anything I can do, I've tried. But I'm not gonna be no jailer to ya if ya come my way. I'm happy to come if you say so. It's a given, it's not okay, no. Come on, baby, I need to know. I said, Nicole, I need to know. Everybody wanted you, everybody had to get told that you were mad. I said, Nicole. You're going crazy. You're like a dog without a bone. See, I don't wanna keep you locked away in the house. I'm coming to get you, cause I'm gonna get you to keep you. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna get you tonight. And I'm not gonna be no jailer to you if you come my way. I'm happy to come if you say so. It's a given, it's not okay though. Come on, baby, I need to know. I said, Nicole, I need to know. Everybody wanted you, everybody had to get told that you were mine. I said, Nicole.
Hey, that's Louis Berry with Nicole. And I said to Jay halfway through, that sounds like that's very sort of American. And you said they've been...
He's been recording and writing in Nashville, which is where all the musicians go nowadays to write and work with these big producers, and that's what he's made. But his new album is out very soon, and of course he plays the O2 Academy tomorrow night.
It's rubbing off. Right, brilliant band on Friday night at the Echo Arena, a band that have just put in out a new song as well on Friday. Of course, we've got a big listenership in Wales. Together Stronger is the Manic Street Preachers' new song, and that's going to be the anthem for Wales as they head into the European Championships, of course, this summer. Together Stronger, brackets, come on Wales, in proper footy terms. But the Manics are always brilliant live.
They're a massive band, and this is their, it's not the 20th anniversary of Foreman, it's the 20th anniversary since that big album in the 90s, Everything Must Go, which was their fourth album, and that had, of course, Design for Life was on there, which is their big tune, Australia, and they're kicking off the tour here on Friday, Echo Arena. I don't think they've toured for a while, so it'll be a big one. And of course, the Echo Arena is great, not just for them big pop concerts, but a rock gig at the Echo Arena is incredible. The atmosphere is amazing. But a great band.
Not played Liverpool for 11 years.
Oh, wow.
As well. So it's quite some time, isn't it? It'd be great to get them back here and see. And they sort of look the band that never age.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at them, you think, have you really been around that long?
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you think, that was their fourth album, so surely they were together for a good few years before that. So it's a long time.
Okay, from the coolness of the Manic Street Preachers to
our next the coolness one. Of Footloose.
I tell you what, he takes us everywhere, does Jay Hyde, right? We're on Footloose with...
Footloose is with Maureen Nolan. Footloose is on at the Liverpool Empire. It's on until Saturday. Of course, the big 80s musical, big movie with Kevin Bacon. Have you seen it?
No.
No? You should do.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good, yeah. Maureen Nolan is starring in the show, and it's about a guy who goes to this town in the States where dancing has been banned, and I asked Maureen to tell us more.
Because he's banned dancing, the young people of the town are a little bit annoyed about it, and then Ren McCormick comes in from Chicago and sorts everybody out.
He does, he gets them all dancing.
He does, yeah.
What's your favourite song in this
musical?
He's
in the mood for dancing.
He's in the mood for dancing. I like that, Maureen Nolan. I like
had
that
to get it in.
What's your favourite song in
Footloose? You know, honestly, there are so many that I'd forgotten about. They were all written for the film, you know, like Holding Out for a Hero, Let's Hear It for the Boy, Footloose itself, Kenny Loggins, brilliant, you know. And I sing a beautiful ballad called, it was written for the show, actually, called Can You Find It in Your Heart, which is great as well. So they're all such good fun. We're all dancing backstage as well.
Yeah.
To be fair, I quite like I'm in the mood for dancing.
Is that one of your guilty pleasures, is it?
Did you enjoy that interview?
It was fantastic. Yeah. We'd done a backstage tour, so we went right across each dressing room and caught up with all the cast backstage. There's a full video online right now.
Okay. Lee Brennan as well, is
Lee, of course, from 911, who I know you're a big fan of, the boy band back
so
in the 90s.
You've been digging him out this week, haven't you? You've been chatting with Lee again.
Lee was backstage with Maureen at Footloose.
Are you missing 911? Are you missing the lads?
Hell no.
No.
No, I mean, I always love doing the 9-1 stuff, like, so we'll probably do a tour next year. We've got a few 90s gigs and stuff after I've done this throughout the summer, so yeah, that'll always be there. It's always just good fun to get on stage half an hour with the lads, yeah.
Big question. No, I was a big 9-1-1 fan. What was your favourite? I really was. I really was.
You were,
body shaking and... Friday, what was it, Party Friday night?
See, he doesn't even know the song. Yeah,
I do, it's one of my favourites. What was your favourite 9-1-1 song?
Well, Body Shaking's a fan's favourite, so I guess that's always been my favourite kind of routine and stuff, and I might do a little nod to it tonight.
Oh, really? So there'll be some
Could be a little bit of that Body Shaking going on.
Were you just playing up to him?
Just completely and utterly. I did have all the albums.
I can't even remember what 9-1-1 looked like.
You do. They'd done every Radio City tour back in the day. Surely to God you must remember.
That one at the cricket club. Remember the one at the cricket club?
Yeah.
I think Steps was...
Feel
was
the noise, that was.
Do you remember
was?
The one we did at the Liver Buildings?
Party at the Pier?
Yeah, it was absolutely crazy. Brilliant. We all went to the top of the Liver Buildings to watch it, didn't we?
Yeah.
Some sort of safety warning came out after that. Right, let's do our last one here. Light Night this Friday.
This is a big one. Yeah, it's a big one. There's over 100 events happening, 44 venues in the city. Basically, the idea is that they show Liverpool off in a different light and really promote the culture and the art available in Liverpool. It's a big family event, so they're promoting the fact that we are staying open late for it, and they want the kids to come, they want families to get involved. St. John's Beacon here, the Radio City Tower, is open until midnight, and as you know, it's great in the day, the view, but of a night,
it's
just spectacular. Yeah. So that's open till midnight. There's something very special happening at the Anglican Cathedral with Bido Lito. They're hosting this big creative event with music from a local musician, Bill Ryder-Jones. It's a big light, spectacular, brass band, choir. But there's all sorts happening across the city. Silent discos, pottery classes, they've got theatre, live music. Tons happening, and again, there's a full interview and more information online, but we caught up with one of the organisers, Charlotte, to tell us more.
It's Liverpool's Late Night Arts Festival, and it's a feast of what is happening across the city. It's like this amazing sort of big spotlight that we put on what's happening all year round, but in just one night, on Friday the 13th of May, the city comes alive. We have 44 venues with 100 events, over 100 events, for people to come and just enjoy and engage in the arts and have a go.
What a great idea. Come and see Calvino up here at the top of the tower. He runs the Radio City Tower tour, so he's open until midnight, so he'd be absolutely delighted to see you. This Friday, yeah?
This Friday.
Light night in the city. Right, last weekend you gave us a steam festival to attend. What yes. else have you got for us to attend? Is there anything else on this weekend that is going to grip us?
This weekend, to me, is all about Light Night.
Okay,
you've so got to go and check it out. That's the big one. We're going to be covering it online as it happens on The Guide Liverpool and bringing people, you know, video footage as to what's going on. And I think we're coming up the tower too, which will be good.
Top stuff. Off to interview anyone today?
No, but you can find, talking boxing earlier, Tony Bellew and David Price. We've got interviews from them
on
The
your
Guide
site?
Liverpool. Yes.
Excellent. TheGuideLiverpool.co.uk. It's the place to go if you want to find out more about what's going on throughout the city, or .com as it comes up on it. Lovely picture of Jay looking very cool on the front of it, and various other bits. What have we got? Lee Butler. Oh, we love a
He's
bit of
back
Lee.
At the 051, the last ever night. Legendary
big up.
Super
When's
club.
That on?
That's happening on the 21st of May.
All right, we need a preview for that.
And Lee takes us behind the scenes of the 051 in that video.
Right, next week I want a proper okay. Lee Butler.
Get Lee in.
Big up yeah. for that one. Jay Hind with The Guide Liverpool. Thank you very much.
Nice one,
we'll see
Steve.
You
Thanks,
next
mate.
Week.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.